It's all yours. So we're going to hear this song, and in the meantime, please remember or look up that verse of comfort so we can all share that tonight.
When you feel weak and weary, when doubts cloud all your view, remember God is working, His grace will carry you. He made you in His image, adopted as His own. Through trials and through struggles, His love has always shown. I believe in what God's doing in your heart and in your life. He's refining, He's transforming through the battles and the strife. He will finish what He started. By His Spirit you will be strong. I believe in what God's doing. Through you His work goes on. Though foolishness confounds you and weakness seems so great, the Lord delights in using the humble for His sake. He gifts His saints with purpose to build His church in love, equipping every member with strength from Christ above. I believe in what God's doing in your heart and in your life. He's refining, He's transforming through the battles and the strife. He will finish what He started. By His Spirit you'll be strong. I believe in what God's doing. Through you His work goes on. So take heart when the road is long, for His promises remain. He is shaping, He is leading, through the joy and through the pain. Every step is held by mercy, every tear will not be lost. God is working ever faithful, Jesus paid the final cost. I believe in what God's doing in your heart and in your life. He's refining, He's transforming through the battles and the strife. He will finish what He started. By His Spirit you'll be strong. I believe in what God's doing. Through you His work goes on. Yes, I believe in what He's doing. Forever faithful, true, and kind. Keep your eyes on Christ, your Savior. His good purpose you will find.
Wow. Beautiful song, but a lot of truth to those words. So, how we're going to do this is I'm going to start with a verse that brings me great comfort. And it brought me comfort remembering the first time I saw this verse in God's Word. And when I tell you this verse, I know you all know this verse, and you'll see why it brings me comfort. And then we're going to go around starting with Steve, Lena, Sally, Ted, and my wife if she's wanting to do this. So you don't have to look this up in your Bible. You probably already know it by heart. But the verse that brought me great comfort is in Romans chapter 10, verse 9. That if thou confess with the mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, then you and I shall be saved. What more comforting verse is there, or other verses like this one? The world's plan for your life without God in it is you have as good a life as you can, do as many things as you can, and when you die, it was nice knowing you, but we know that we're going to see each other in eternity, and that should bring more comfort to you. So people that you didn't get enough chances to spend enough time with, you'll have all eternity to do that with. Not just that, but with the Father and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So there's great comfort in that verse, and I thought I would share that with you tonight. So now, Steve, what verse brings you great comfort?
Well, mine's not a verse. Mine's more of a picture I got from my dad when I was about 18 years old. And I was having a lot of struggles. And it's a picture of some walk on the beach in the sand, and the footsteps that are with you, of Jesus is with you every step of the way in life. Mm-hmm. And it's something that gives me comfort, because even though you might make a wrong turn in life, he's still going to be there with you, even though maybe you've gone the wrong way. He's not going to give up on you. And it's something I always look at that picture every day. I just know, like, you know, I'm there with my dad also. He's still there with me. I lost my dad years ago. And it's just giving me great comfort to know that Jesus is always there with me, and no matter where I am in life. And I definitely feel his presence more when I'm in nature, you know, something more than like the concrete and the steel, like being in the city. But in nature, he's there with me even more.
Right.
You can feel him. So
that's a good way to look at it. That's a good way to look at it. Lita!
Oh my God, I have so many.
One verse.
I had different ones at different stages of my my growth. The latest one that I always go to is, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and by supplication make your request known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. And that one gives me a lot of comfort, because I know I don't have to do it alone. I know that God is instructing me not to be anxious, but that I can go to Him and talk to Him about what's going on with me and the things I'm anxious about, or that I could be anxious about, and he will listen. He will hear me, right? So it's a promise,
right?
You know,
right.
So that brings me a lot of comfort. It's like, okay, God told me not to be anxious, but this is instead what I should be doing. And so I just go to Him and I say, God, this is what is taking my mind right now, and you know, here it is. Like,
Good verse. Thank you, Lena. Thank you.
Do you want to read it for me?
Sally.
Hello. So I feel like I really didn't understand this one until I got older. But Psalm 23 has been explained to me, and I understand it in a different light now. So, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all my days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That one used to scare me when I was little. I remember thinking, oh, it sounds so scary. But as getting older and understanding that He's my shepherd and He wouldn't ever let anything happen to me, it brings me comfort in something that used to sounds scary, and the world is scary.
Right.
But now having that greater understanding brings me great comfort and joy.
Aww. And we know that God didn't give you a spirit of fear.
Exactly. He gave me the power of love.
But that's the whole premise of people. studying the Word. So mm-hmm. you can see all these things, and they'll get rid of, like you said, you were afraid at one time.
Exactly.
Other people didn't think they were good enough at one time, but God will show you, no, you are.
Exactly.
You are. Ted, you're next.
Yeah, okay. Well, the verse that I think about as giving me most comfort is 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. And it really reminds me that it's a loving God and not a expecting God.
Right, right. And we know that, here, let me turn this around. We know that prosperity comes in all shapes and sizes. The world thinks it's all about money, but it's not. You know, you can be prosperous in many things. And above that is the health. If your health is not there, then nothing else seems to matter. So there's great comfort knowing that God specifically points out he wants you to prosper and be in health. See? And so that's a good verse that you brought up that brings you great comfort, because it brings many of us the same. Sweetheart, did you want to share a verse?
Go ahead, you're good. The other sweetheart.
Yeah.
I can't find it. Oh my goodness.
With the armor of God.
Oh, putting on the armor of God.
The Galatians 6. It's Ephesians 6. Oh, yeah. It's Ephesians 6.
Shanti's looking for the verse she wants to share.
Put on the, in Ephesians 6, 10. So finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So every time, every morning, I believe it or not, but I read it. Not every morning, but I read this verse because it really makes me to be strong, to feel strong in God's word. Like, okay, put the armor of God first before I open the door and go to work or go to school or go whatever we have to do. So it gives me comfort.
Well, God wants you to be prepared. And right. That's the way we get prepared. We get prepared by putting on the armor of God. It's an analogy, granted. We don't go in our closet and take out this armored suit and put it on and sneak out the door. No, we put on all the benefits that God gives us. Sword of the Spirit, which is?
The Word of God.
The Word of God, the Bible. That's the sword of the Spirit. Yes, I'm getting ready to. So, what I wanted to do was ask you who have called in, Judy, we can start with you if you wanted to share a verse of comfort.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of them, but tonight I want to share Philippians 4:8.
Okay.
Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. So your mind can go thinking on other things that do not give you comfort. And so this verse, you know, brings you back to looking at the positive things that you need to look at. And then the next verse 9, the result of that is God gives you peace.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Ruthie, ¿quieres compartir un versículo que te das tranquilo y paz y pues si hay un versículo quieres compartir?
Sí.
Ok.
Aquí tengo uno que es Josué 1:9. ¿Sí?
¿Cuál libro?
Josué.
Ruthie, ¿cuál libro?
Es que no sé si lo
tengo. Josué.
Sí, 1:9.
Wow. Okay.
Ajá.
Listo.
Sé fuerte y valiente, no tengas miedo ni te desanimes, porque el Señor tu Dios te acompañará donde quiera que vayas.
Oh, be strong in the Lord, because God is always being with you wherever you go.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid. Uh-huh.
Gracias, Ruthie.
And,
¿qué más? Who else?
Sí, Ruthie. Y ese te da a ti, te da confort, te da calma, ¿verdad?
Pues sí, me hace sentir paz saber que hay que Dios pues siempre está con nosotros, que siempre nos fortalece, que siempre nos está cuidando, que nos da bendiciones y que a veces no nos damos cuenta de me refiero a que siempre nos está protegiendo, que hay bendiciones que a veces no. Ay, no sé cómo explicarlo, que a veces no valoramos o no nos damos cuenta. No sabemos que nos está protegiendo, aunque no nos demos cuenta, siempre está con nosotros. A veces nos enfrentamos en la vida a situaciones difíciles, complicadas, y de pronto sentimos miedo, pero debemos de saber que ese Dios es lo más poderoso que tenemos. Es un Dios fuerte y siempre está cuidándonos.
Right. God, Ruth said that God makes us strong, and we always have situations that we don't know, but God always is with us and make us strong, blessing us, and so with Him we have everything covered. So in a few words. Arlit, Arla?
Arla, ¿dónde estás?
Sí.
Oh, no te veo. ¿Puedes compartir un versículo?
Sí. Arlita, si puedes, por favor, compartirlo también es en español y en inglés, porfa.
Híjole, y no traigo, no, ahora sí que no vengo totalmente preparada.
Ok, pero, en español, ahí yo traduzco.
En realidad, bueno, Romanos 10:9-10 es una bendición, porque
10:9-10.
Tenemos la salvación, ¿no?
Ajá.
Que si confesamos con nuestra boca que Jesús es el Señor y creemos en nuestro corazón que Dios lo levantó de los muertos, seremos salvos. Entonces es una bendición saber que Dios nos escogió y que nos apartó para ser sus hijos amados. Y yo creo que es uno de los grandes versículos que tenemos para compartir y para atraer más gente, para que ellos conozcan la verdad y sean salvos con nosotros, ¿no?
Yeah.
Muy bien.
English es, pero no sé cómo se dice Romanos.
Romans.
Romans.
Sí.
10. I don't remember in English all the versicles. I don't know if you can.
I can translate for you, Lali. Arlita said that that's one of the verses that is very, very important and very strong because Romans 9 and 10, because 10, 9, yeah, 10, because it reminds us what God did and Jesus Christ did. So that's
to rescue us because of Jesus dying for us and God raising Him. And then we're in the family, and we've got our tickets punched for eternal life. Thank you, Arla.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
No sé si está...
Oh,
no.
That's it,
¿verdad? No, Gaby no está ahí.
Hey, hello.
Okay.
Okay.
¿Quién?
Hi, Bob Martini here.
Bob! Oh, my goodness.
Well, what a pleasant surprise.
Okay,
you
wanted
to share something?
Yeah,
what a wonderful thing you're doing to share about the great comfort God is and his wonderful words. So, yeah, we got back today.
Okay.
From our trip up north with our son, Tim. So we're blessed to join you guys tonight.
Thank you.
So, Jeannie, you want to?
Well, I'm going to share 1 Thessalonians 4,
okay.
13 through 18. And it says, "But I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words."
Amen.
Thank you, T.D.
Yeah, I was thinking, there's a great section in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 about how loving and gracious and how comforting our God is. And then, so in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, I'll read verse 3 and 4, but this whole chapter is really a blessing along these lines. But it says in verse 3 of chapter 1 of 2 Corinthians, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." Yeah, a lot
of comforting, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yes. We definitely have a lot to be thankful for. And at the top of that list of being thankful is being comforted by God. Because, again, like I said, on a good day, the world can comfort you. Hey, Sally, you did a fantastic job. Good for you. Thank you. Thank you. And then another day, Sally, why didn't you? So you see what I'm saying? But not God. Not God. God is there to comfort us in many, many ways, especially after hearing the verses that Bob just talked about. So there's no need to think that you're not going to be loved up by our Father. So we've got other people who have called in.
Yeah.
If any of you would like to share, please.
We have, I don't know if Cecilia would like to share a verse. If not, that's okay. Just please, I'm going to ask, and if you want, go ahead. If not, just say, I pass. Ceci, you want to share a verse?
Are you talking to me? Can you hear me?
Asking,
hold on, Jeffrey.
Hold on, Jeffrey. I was asking Cecilia.
Okay.
If you want to share a verse. No.
I do.
Okay.
But
you
I
do. Okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Cecilia. Please, can you speak a little louder?
Okay. I will expect this. Psalms 111, I
will praise the
Lord. I will extol, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. I will extol the Lord with all my heart in the council of the upright. and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works, giving them the lands of other nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All the precepts are trustworthy. They are steadfast forever and ever, done in faithfulness and uprightness. He provided redemption for his people.
Thank you, Cecilia.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Thank you, Ceci.
Who else do we have?
That's not really. We have Timothy. Would you like to share that one verse? Timothy? No? Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, Timothy.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, my favorite verse is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. Mm-hmm. Always acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. That's my favorite verse.
That's Amen. So true, but thank you so much, Timothy.
Thank you, Timothy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now we have Dan and Rebecca Mikas.
Yes, we are here. Can you hear us?
Barely.
Can you speak some more? Yeah, louder.
Well, let's see if that works out. Otherwise, we just have to try. Can you hear this now or no?
Yes.
We're going to turn it up on our end because you're very faint.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Go ahead, Rebecca. And then
okay. The verse that I like, and I'm sorry, I have to put my glasses on here because I can't tell. Uh-huh. All right. It is two verses. Romans 8. Let's see. Romans 8. 38 and 39, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So,
Amen.
Amen.
So I loved what Al shared in terms of Romans 10, 9, and 10 and Adla, because that is really the foundation. But the neat thing is that, yes, nothing can separate us from the love of God. So I'm going to give the phone over to my beloved over here.
Absolutely, Rebecca. Thank you.
Amen.
Dan.
Yes. Dan?
Okay. Psalm 103, 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far have I removed your sins. And being raised Roman Catholic, I knew each priest, which church, where to go to confession, who had the shortest penance that they would have to do for Hail Marys, for Our Fathers. So I spent my life figuring out which church to go to get the shortest sentence on forgiveness, until I realized in the Word of God, it's God who forgives, and then he remembers it no more. There will never be a day of judgment with a great white throne. That will be there, but I'll not be at that judgment. I'll be at the Bema, the judgment seat of Christ, not the great white throne judgment, because God's forgiven and forgotten. He can't ever say to us, oh, gee, I'm sorry, God, I did this sin. And he would have to say, what sin? If he perfectly forgets it, which he says he does, and he can't break his promise. So that's why I love, as far as the east is from the west, and I, God, will remember them no more, from Hebrews.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Man.
Thank you. Now, Jeffrey, are you still there?
No, the next one is Deanne. Oh. Deanne Willis.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I find great comfort in not having to worry about ever needing anything, because it says in Philippians 4:19, and it's addressed directly to us, that, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And so anything we need, you need a new car, you need healing, you need to, you know, move, you need food, you need a vacation, whatever we need. You need boldness to speak the truth in love. You need to have people put in your path to minister God's word to. It's just all going to be there. And then, and also Matthew 6, that chapter, that whole chapter. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will just be added to you. So thank you.
Thank you. And that's so true.
Yeah,
so true. A lot of comfort in that, knowing that he is our sufficiency. Also in our mental lives also.
Okay. Now we have Jeffrey and Alja.
Jeffrey.
Well, hello.
Hello.
I want to say that I have enjoyed all those verses. A mí me gusta todos esos versículos. Y quiero decir algo que Dios me dice. I want to say something that God told me. One night, he talked directly to me. Él hablaba conmigo. A mi mente, to my brain, not to my ears. Y él me dice, well, he asked me a question. Él me dice, ¿qué es la cosa más importante? What is the most important thing? And I said, well, you're God. You know what the most important thing is. And you know what he said to me? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength, and thy neighbor as thyself.
Amen.
Amo Dios.
Amen.
Con todo tu corazón, todo tu mente, todo tu alma, todo tu extraño y tu vecino como usted, as your neighbor as yourself. And I said, well, how do you love God like that? He said, well, how do you love your best friend? You talk to him every day, usually all day. So what do? Talk to God throughout your day, all day. And every so often, shut up and listen, because he's going to tell you stuff that is very, very important for you to hear. You will be totally thrilled with what he tells you. And then what do? Well, you do what he tells you to do. If he tells you to go talk to that person, you go talk to that person. If you ask him, well, what am I going to say? He will tell you, I will tell you what to say when you get there. And it's not hard. You don't have to be a good person. You don't have to be sinless. God does not care about your sin nearly as much as he cares about how much you love him. So what do? Talk to God. And God has given me people every time I walk out of the house. He gives me people, three or four or five or six every day. Muchos, cada día, gives me people to talk to.
Wow.
And what do I do? I don't even question it. I just go over and the conversation just starts. I don't have to start it. I don't have to nothing. It just starts. And I tell people what God told me. And God told me, I said, well, what do I do with all this? He said, well, I want you to write it down. I want you to teach it. So I do. And the whole world needs to hear the most important thing is to love God.
Thank you.
Okay, now you're all interrupting me, wanting me to shut up. I guess I talk too much.
No, we love
is you. Alta, thank does you Alta have a verse?
Thank you, Jeffrey, for also speaking Spanish. It was very, very nice to hear, because we have WhatsApp here in Mexico City Believers. So thank you so much for that. And Alta, would you like to share a verse?
Yes, I'm really short.
Yeah.
This verse taught me never to worry. And when I was in the hospital, I was told I had cancer. I was told I had lymph node issues. I was told a lot of things, and I did not worry. So my favorite verse is Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. He's got it. You know, I don't have to worry about anything. He's taking care of it.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not going to accomplish anything when you worry. Just give it to God, period. Is there anyone else?
Amen. And the last one is Normita. Norma, would you like to?
Un versículo, por favor.
Hola, Shati. Hola, ¿qué tal? Buenas noches a todos. Good evening. Thank you, Shati. The one I would like to share, well, I'm going to read in Spanish verse. It says Salmos 37, número 5. Y dice, encomienda a Jehová tu camino y confía en él, y él hará. Exhibirá tu justicia como la luz y tu derecho como el mediodía. So it's commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. To me, this is very important. I usually read it every morning because it gives me a lot of comfort, especially because you know that we face with every different kind of things during the day. So, and to me, this reminds me that if we have to put first God at the first place in every thing that we do, in every thought that we have, in all of that. So in order to, we are not going to worry about that because we know that we need to trust him, okay, to trust him, and he will do the rest. So that's what I think. Thank you,
Normita. That was very good. Thank you,
Normita. Thank
Gracias,
you.
Normita. Gracias, Shatia.
That was a really good.
Well, right now, we're going to say good night to all of you who have called in, and thank you for sharing those verses. They're all important, they're all dynamic, they're all prosperous, and they're all from God. So, the recording. And then, so we want to say goodnight to you guys, and